Henry Dwyer.
Kinsel, she got form in better maidens than this, so you'd hope she'd be winning.
So I'm just reading between the lines here a bit, Henry, that Tinsel might be your best.
Yeah, for sure.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tinsel takes the lead down the middle of the track, and Tinsel, the favourite, scored a length and a half.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yes, we do. Hopefully we go the right way today. That was a big setback yesterday, Scotty.
I know you want a stewards inquiry,
but no.
I need to go back over the audio. I think there's a tinge of maybe this one's good, but we'll give you the one with bigger value. Did he say something like that?
It's not great. It's bad listening. Poor old Matty. He's trading winners everywhere, Matty. He just can't give us the right one, which is a bit stiff.
On the wax.
Yellow card. Stiff. He's got a few. He's been unlucky. We're heading to Sandown today. First race is at 12:25, and it's a bit of a warmer start this morning compared to previous days. Tim Bailey is the track manager down at Sandown. Tim, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are we shaping up today?
Yeah, we're on a soft six. Today, it's going to be, what we're saying, 17 degrees and a really windy day, up to 45 kilometre northerly. So that soft six is a chance to improve with the strong northerly wind drying out.
Fantastic. And how's the track been holding up, obviously, with a few meetings over the last couple of months?
Yeah, really happy with it. We're really fortunate, Sandown, obviously, with the dual circuit as such, Lakeside, Hillside.
Yep.
Haven't been on the Lakeside for a month, so it's in terrific order. Basically now middle of winter, it's in terrific order. There's a fair bit of marking up the back straight because the back straight shared by Hillside and the Lakeside circuit, and we're at 3 metres on Lakeside today, and we're also at the same position on Hillside 2 weeks ago. So they're certainly marking up to the 800, but from the 800 to the winning post, it's completely clean ground with no horses on there for a month and in terrific order.
Wonderful, Tim. Thanks for your time today. All the best.
Thanks, guys.
Tim Bailey there, the track manager at Sandown. Your time now, Scott, to get us a winner.
We're going down to Cranbourne to talk to Natalie Young. Morning, Nat.
Morning, how are you?
Very well. Now, you've got a few runners in here today. You've got two in race three. Scottish Rogue, who ran really well in his first start for you guys back in Caulfield in May.
Yeah, we were going to run him last week. We didn't get a start at Caulfield. So, I think we've got the visors back on. I think that just might make all the difference. He won with them on when he won in Adelaide. And he just was off the bit a little bit, early stages in that last race. I think this might just sharpen him up and just keep his mind on the job a little bit. We've drawn the car apart with a few of them today, unfortunately. But, look, with that headwind that they're saying that they're predicting, it might be a good thing to sort of be back in the field and taking a bit of a sit. But, look, his work's been really well.
And you also got Oregon Dreamer in the race. Who? What happened last up? First up at Bendigo was a nice run, but then what went wrong?
Yeah, she went super first up in a 78 grade too. Put that down to 70 today, might be a go. But she actually didn't travel that great for the races the other day. We got her vetted and she passed, but she just sort of took a little bit of skin off her hip. It was only superficial, but it just, she may have just been feeling a little bit. So we maybe just give her the benefit of the doubt. So we've just taken a bit of time between runs to make sure she's 100%. And her work's been really sharp of late. I think she might go a cheeky race, especially with Jamie Carr back on her. She knows her well and she's won on her before. I think she's one to sort of chuck in your trifecta for sure.
Well, that's $23. I like this. Now over the race five, Gazaria, who had no interest in finishing last start. What happened there?
Yeah, he actually pulled up with the thumb. I've had a horse years ago that did that and it come out one next start. So sometimes it can be a good omen. We gave him a trial on Monday, just to pass with the stewards near the ECG. It was all 100% and fine. He is a horse that always takes two or three runs each prep to really hit his strap. So he's third up this time. I think he's going to go a much better race. But I think he still might need it and will be better sort of fourth up. Sort of every prep sort of gets that fourth or fifth run up and then he goes a place and then he wins. So, I think he's a place chance today. I think it might be pretty hard to beat that Clever Blaze and Maxi Mac of Matt Laurie. So I think, he's a nice place that just may need to run.
Watch him. Over in race six, you got Blinder, who's resuming from a spell. He's been gelded and the winkers are on.
Yeah. He was just being a bit of a flea last prep. He was jacking up, and he didn't really want to be a racehorse. So we actually chucked him out and gave him a really good long spell up on the hills. And he's actually come back a bit of a different horse. He's got a few more manners, and he won his jump out last Monday on the 22nd, and the week before he sort of dislodged Thomas actually, and he went for a lap round the track. So he's basically had three jump outs going into today. So he's got to be definitely fit for the 1200, and he has won fresh up before. So I think he might be just a little bit of a wild card.
Oh, I like that. And then over race 7, number 3, Tavi Run, who's getting fitter, fourth run from the spell now.
Yeah, look, he just probably knocked up at the Valley last start, and he's drawn the car park again, which is not ideal because he's a horse that likes to lead, and he likes to get a nice soft lead and just sort of build his own momentum and have his own tempo going. He's definitely stripped fitter. Just don't know whether we want to lead today if that wind is really still picking up. So we'll have to play it a little bit by ear from that gate with Thomas. So I'll just sort of let him sort of wing it a little bit. But look, his work's been pretty good. I think he's definitely going to go a much better race because he's a lot fitter, and he didn't blow a candle out on Tuesday when he galloped on Monday, when he had a little bit of a sprint up. He worked up really well. So I think we'll see a better run from him today, definitely.
Nat, I'm sensing some value from you. If I had to pick one, where would you tell me to go?
I would go Blinder.
Oh, first up, $9. We like that.
Yeah, and the place, Oregon, I think she's paying probably good money for a place. I think she's about $5 or $6. She could be a little bit like a place bet.
You're talking my language. Value. This is wonderful listening. Thanks, Nat, again. Good luck.
No worries. Thank you.
Natalie Young joining us there.
Oh,